Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. So far this week, we've seen Apple release a new 7.9-inch iPad mini with Apple Pencil support and a new 10.5-inch iPad Air with smart keyboard support, plus speed boost to the 4K and 5K iMac. And today, it's time for new AirPods. The new AirPods now support voice-activated Siri, so you can control volume and playback without needing to double-tap an AirPod to activate Siri. And the W1 chip that powered the old AirPods has been replaced by a new H1 chip designed for headphones that Apple says delivers up to 30% lower gaming latency, 2x faster switching between active devices, and 1.5x faster connection time for phone calls. Apple also says AirPods now support up to 3 hours of talk time, although listening time is still the same 5 hours, and charging time hasn't changed. New AirPods also come with a wireless charging case for the first time, so you can charge the AirPods charging case, just like you charge iPhone 8 and later, wirelessly, with any Qi-compatible charging mat. The wireless charging case also keeps the Lightning port for wired charging. New AirPods still cost $159 new, but that's with the wired charging case only. New AirPods with the new wireless charging case are priced $40 higher at $199. You can optionally buy just the new wireless charging case for $79, up from $69 for the wired charging case, which is only sold through AppleCare. New AirPods are available to order starting today, with deliveries as soon as next week. And if you order online, you can also have the AirPods charging case engraved for the first time for free. Apple also released new Apple Watch band colors, including the reflective Nike Sport Loop bands, previously only sold with Apple Watch Series 4 Nike Plus, and new iPhone case colors, including pink sand for the smart battery case, previously only sold in black or white. We're still awaiting the long overdue release of AirPower, Apple's special wireless charging mat for simultaneously charging iPhone, Apple Watch, and the newly released AirPods charging case. And code discovered by 9to5Mac's Guy Rambo shows iOS 12.2 adds support for AirPower and software. iOS 12.2 is also required for new AirPods, which suggests the software should be released on Monday. And some have high hope that AirPower could be released this week. We'll see. We're also still awaiting the rumored iPod Touch update, and there are 2 days left for announcements this week before Apple's March 25th event on Monday, an event that will almost certainly focus completely on unveiling Apple's new video service, magazine service, and possibly a new game subscription service and Apple Pay credit card. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.